Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, 2020 has been incredibly hard on the music industry due to COVID-19, but it has not stopped the Coronas from releasing a new album in the middle of it all. It went to number one, and now they're bringing even more good news our way. They've announced they're going ahead with their special annual Christmas show at the Olympia on the 12th of December. I'm delighted to say Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas joins us on News Talk to us more. Danny, how are you today?
Not too bad, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for taking our call, because I'm getting a kind of sense of normality returning. You know, the shops are opening tomorrow. There's a sense of you can see people a little bit more than we have. And the annual Coronas gig in the Olympia, I mean, it's not quite the way it normally is, but it is coming back, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's better than nothing for us. We're excited about putting on a gig on the 12th. And yeah, from the Olympia, I mean, we play there every Christmas. We're like the Panto now. People are sick of us. But it's yeah, it's a special venue. And you're right. I think in general, we seem to be over the worst of it. I think people can see an end in sight, fingers crossed. There'll be a lot of gigs next summer. So we'll be back to normality then.
How many years have you been doing the Olympia? And why did it become so special to you?
It was one of those things, like we sort of built up through the venues. I mean, we were never an overnight sort of successful band. We sort of built up from Whelan's to the Village to the Olympia Academy along the way. And then we did one Christmas gig in the Olympia, and it sort of just became an annual thing. And sort of then we got to the stage where we played six nights one year. There was one year where the power went off. And like we sort of continued the gig in total darkness. There was a power cut in the whole of Temple Bar. So different things have happened like that have made it sort of more than just a Coronas gig. It's like a night out for people, and it's become part of the calendar, I suppose, for some people. And so it's a special venue for us. We've always come back and played here at Christmas, no matter if we've been touring or whatever, you know. So it's just something that's always there, you know.
And listen, tell me, in terms of the band itself, you'd normally be living each other's pockets. You'd be touring the world and probably fed up with each other. But this year has been the total opposite. I mean, have you got to play gigs at all this year?
No, nothing at all. We had one show in Dubai in March before lockdown, and then just have to postpone tours since then. Tours all over the world have been postponed, which is a pity. I mean, we're trying to keep busy. As you say, we went ahead and released the album anyway, and we've done a lot of promo. And you know, we're luckier than most. I think we've been around for a while, and we can weather the storm, and hopefully, you know, we'll be ready to go when gigs come back. But there's a lot of people out there who are struggling, like, you know, not just musicians, but obviously like people behind the scenes and crew and everything. So that was another reason why we were delighted to get the gig going and get all our crew back together. And, you know, we've been planning it now for a couple of weeks. We've got a serious production plan, the full light show, production, fireworks, the whole thing for the Olympia. So it's going to be fun.
I'd say just the chemistry to have the lads back on stage with you and crew as well, that you'd know really, really well.
100%. And like, that's the thing, we're trying to get them involved as much as we can as well, because it's about them as well. So usually you try and hide the crew when you play live, but I think for this thing we're going to somewhat include them. You know, I've already made sure that they're going to applaud at the end of every song, and sort of get them involved in that way and get them cheering. But listen, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it. As you say, just even playing the new album together, you know, we haven't got to play it properly on a big stage, so it's not going to be quite the same, obviously, in an empty venue. But we're going to try different things. You know, we're going to do a song from Maureen's down the back. We're going to possibly do a song up in the balcony and try and just include the venue. You know, there's a deadly stream of that we saw Biffy Clyro in Barrowlands that we love. So we're sort of taking a few sort of moments of inspiration from that.
People are on just texting me to say they love going to the gig, so it's great to be able to perform at all. People also, you're not going to be charging for this, are you? It's a nominal charge to watch.
Yeah, no, we decided, you know, we know it's been a tough year for everyone, and so we decided to do a pay what you like, you know, whatever the gig is worth to you, just pay whatever you can afford. We were lucky enough to get a grant from the Department of Culture as well to help put it on, which is helping us with a lot of the costs. And, you know, it's one of those things. I think, yeah, there's €2 nominal fee, as you say, just for booking fee and ticketing cost or whatever. But apart from that, people can pay whatever the gig is worth to them. And it's, you know, so far it's worked great. People are being really generous, which is really nice, you know.
Great. We did mention the album, because it's a big thing to have a number one album. I mean, how do you feel about it? Because you put so much work into it, writing the songs, getting there, and then went to number one, stuffed Fontaines that everyone thought was a shoe-in for it. But you don't get to really, you know, savor the moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. When you go promoting an album, you usually have the payoff at the end where you get to play it live, you get to tour it, and you get to enjoy it, you know. Whereas we did a lot of promo for it, and we're delighted to get it out there. And, you know, as you say, it went to number one, which was amazing. And but, you know, Fontaine's DC have won bigger battles since. It's a great album, and delighted to hear the lads were nominated for a Grammy, which is just amazing, like unbelievable. So, I think for us, just being an independent band, our own label here in Ireland, it was a nice little thing to have for our manager and for our little small little crew to say we got number one. But as I say, the boys, the Fontaine's lads will win bigger battles, and they're flying it. So I don't think they'll mind too much.
Good luck to them with that. Exactly. Did you even get to raise a glass on, I mean, you know, finding out your album's gone to number one? That's their life defining things in the life of a band. Did you get to even raise a glass for it? See the lads?
Yeah. We did. At the time, it was the start of August, so the restaurants were sort of back open, and we went into town, into Devitt's, and had a couple of pints, and it was lovely. It was just a small, chilled out thing of close friends and just the band, like, you know. So it was nice to mark it, you know. I'm sure we'll have another session another time when things get back to normal. But yeah, as I say, because we're our own label now as well, it was an extra little sort of icing on top, like to get the number one. So the work paid off, you know.
I have to ask you though, because you have toured, you've done loads of gigs. Have you not had some experience, Danny, of playing in an empty room? I mean, is surely no band has managed to avoid walking on where it's just one man and his dog in the crowd.
Oh, of course, plenty of times. I remember one gig we did in Whelan's one time, and it was at the same time as an Ireland France soccer match. That was a huge, you know, it wasn't the Thierry Henry handball ball. I think it was a year before that. But like there was literally no one in the crowd except for our engineer, and I ended up just saying to the other two lads, because we wanted to do the gig anyway for rehearsal or whatever, and I said to the two boys in the band, listen, you just go in and watch the match, I'll just do it solo. So I did the gig without them. They wanted to watch the match as well.
They're very character forming, those gigs. You tend to remember them harder even than the sellout ones, to tell the truth. So December the 12th, and it's just a matter of logging on somewhere, is it?
Yeah, you can get the tickets at coronas.net, and there's a link there to get on the stream. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We hope people will join us from their homes and have a drink with us, and whoever they're with in their little pods. It won't be the same as being the Olympia, but as you say, hopefully we'll be back next year.
Great. So hopefully we'll see you in a rammed venue at some point in the not too distant future, Danny. And I tell you, the celebration that will take place that night will be off the clock. Have a great Christmas. Hope the gig goes great, and lovely talking to you, Danny.
You too, Tom. Thanks a million.
Thanks very much indeed. Danny there from the Coronas. That gig is the 12th. And for that show from the Olympia, it's streamed directly to your living room, December 12th. Go to www.thecoronas.net.
Moncrief on News Talk.